κάνω αγώνα και στον κανόνα ας είμαι η εξαίρεση. Κι ας την πατήσω κι ας ξεψυχήσω στις νύχτας την προσπέραση.
It seems the most logical thing in the world to believe that the natural resources of the earth, upon which the race depends for food, clothing, and shelter, should be owned collectively by the race instead of being the private property of a few social parasites. And this week's opening quote comes from Ralph Chaplin. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again. Well, folks, something that I'd like to put out there right now, a truth that I would really like people to consider and to factor in with whatever it is that they're researching, is that everything we think we know, everything that's been taught to us by this system, the science we've been presented with, the education we've been given, the history we've been given, and quite literally everything we've been told by this system is a lie. All of it. And the depths of this lie is quite literally so profound and so all-pervasive that it's almost impossible for most people to even see, because it is quite literally so big that it covers virtually every single aspect of our lives. Virtually everything we've been told about everything is backwards. Our history, who we are, where we come from, our religions, our food, our medicine, what this world is, quite literally everything is a lie. And that's why it's so difficult to ever really discover the truth and to wake up the people around us, because all of the information that we're even researching, most of it has been falsified. That is why people are constantly locked into different belief systems, why they continue to argue with each other, and why they continue to perpetuate their divide and conquer programming. Because in everything that they're looking at and all the information that they've got, they never even factor in the reality that in any investigation into the past, which is invariably where we look to find out what happened and what brought us to this point, most of the information that we glean from old books about historical figures has been doctored, rearranged, and rewritten. And in some cases, it's actually even doubtful that many of these people even actually existed. In many cases, works were attributed to people who didn't do those works. In many cases, discoveries were most likely attributed to people who never made those discoveries. Many events were simply fabricated, and many people simply did not do what we were told they did. And as I said, in the case of many of them, it's doubtful that they ever even existed. Or if they did exist, it very often was not when we were told they existed, and very often the information they presented was doctored to fit the current version of reality. Though very often, no doubt, there were little gems left in there just to keep the people guessing and just to keep the people fighting and arguing and squabbling and looking for the deeper meaning without ever really stepping back and looking at reality as a whole. The thing is, people really do need to understand clearly that this is our starting point. This is what we've got to work with. The fact that everything we've been told is a lie, and we cannot rely on any of the information that we get from any books anywhere. Certainly not any books that have been put on the scene since the invention of the printing press anyway. Perhaps we can find some truth in old books such as the Vedas, perhaps the Nagamani Library, if there was a real interpretation of that that actually existed, which there doesn't appear to be at the moment. Perhaps there are ancient scrolls that exist that do contain the truth, and perhaps the real truth is still hidden somewhere. But most certainly, apart from books such as the Vedas, we most certainly do not have access to anything even closely resembling the truth in what we are delivered from modern mainstream academic, scientific, or educational sources. And if you really look at it, one of our biggest problems, one of the things that holds us back more than anything else, comes with our blind acceptance of things. Our blind acceptance of what we're given as facts by the academic system, things that we're told and we just take as a matter of course and just take them on as part of our everyday life without ever really investigating them. And we do this on so many levels, it's actually quite profound when you step back and look at it. Everyday things we just take as a given and don't ask questions about. And then many people tend to do this when they're researching as well. They just blindly accept what they find online. They find something that reinforces their belief system and they blindly accept it and they move on from that point. Because that's what belief systems do. As soon as you adopt a belief system, you look for stuff that reinforces that belief system and you disregard everything else. You just close yourself off to all possibilities. That's what is so dangerous about adopting belief systems halfway through this journey of life. Because it's a wondrous world, folks, and it's an amazing world, and it is nothing like what we're told it is, and we are nothing like what we are told we are. The question is, what are we? And what is this world? Where do we come from? How do we get here? And where are we going? And the answer to all of these questions is what we're all searching for at the moment, because we've been led so far from our true path. And the biggest danger in trying to find a way out of this mess is in adopting belief systems along the way. And really, when you look at it, folks, the whole progress of civilization hasn't been this gradual thing that we think it has. It's been technology that's been gradually released to us all the way along. This technology already exists. A lot of the technology we've been using for the last 50 to 100 years, I would suggest, already existed. They had it before the Industrial Revolution even. The Industrial Revolution was a cover-up. The Industrial Revolution was put there to convey to us the concept of where we built this great civilization that we've got now, which isn't a great civilization at all. It's a prefab thrown together monstrosity that has been thrown together and slapped in place on the bones of the civilization that exists underneath it. And the reason it's been thrown together and is so slapped together is because it's been done so haphazardly and so hurriedly, because they needed to cover up the fact that this civilization is there. It used to have been a huge attempt to basically scour the world and wipe out all trace of this ancient culture and wipe out all trace of anybody who still held the ancient knowledge of how to do the things we used to do. Those who knew how to build these megalithic structures, those who knew how to build all of this stuff that we've got lying around the world, those who knew that type of technology were all chased out of existence. And we were moved away from what we were, which was a peaceful world. We lived in a world where all religions lived in peace with each other. We lived in a world where all nations lived in peace with each other. And then a few hundred years ago, this psychopathic, parasitic government system that we've got now superimposed itself over our reality and went out of its way to decimate everybody's memory of who and what they were, everybody's culture, everybody's history. They changed the whole thing. And since that time, they've fed us a complete crock of rubbish. They've told us lies about absolutely every single thing that they can. They've lied to us about reality. They've lied to us about every single aspect of reality. They've lied to us in our science about what reality is even made of what we're made of what we are. Every single thing you can think of, they've lied to us about. And most especially, they've gone out of their way to decimate people's culture and decimate people's memory. Because if you can disconnect the people from their history and from their culture, then you disconnect them from what they are. And this has been an ongoing process. They're still doing it now in Africa, folks. This is what all these wars and battles are about in Africa, because there's still areas of Africa where people are still connected to the earth. People still hold ancient traditions. They still hold ancient knowledge. And they want to get rid of everybody's ancient traditions. They don't want anybody to have their real history. They want to superimpose their own history over the people, because that disconnects them from who and what they are. That's what it's all about, folks. That's what the entire process is about. That's what all of this decimation of history, all this decimation of historical artifacts, all through the Middle East, all through Europe, and all through Africa is all about. The population figures, folks. Overpopulation. How is there 7 billion people in the world? How can that possibly be? Well, they just tell us there's 7 billion people in the world and we believe it. But at the turn of the last century, there was 1 billion people in the world, so we were told. So how did that suddenly climb 6 billion people in 100 years? You know, I released a short film back in 2008 called Fight the New World Order with Global Noncompliance, and I was assuming then that the world population figures were 6 billion because that's what we were told, and I'd never really thought about it. But even with that figure, I pointed out in that film that if you gave every man, woman, and child on Earth a quarter acre block of land, you could fit them in an area the size of Australia and still have half of Queensland and the entire rest of the world left over. And if you gave everybody their own normal house block, you could fit the entire world population in an area the size of Texas. So there is no way the world is overpopulated. And that was when I was assuming the figures were 6 billion. But if the figures were 1 billion at the turn of the last century, then how could they be 6 billion then in 2008, and how could they be 7 billion now in 2018? Are we somehow growing in world population by a billion people a decade? And think about it, folks. A billion people. You know, a billion's a big number. Most people just don't think about it. They don't even really realize how big a billion is. To them, it's just big. People don't understand the concept of a billion. You know, a billion seconds ago, it was around about 969. A billion minutes ago, it's around about what we're presented with as being the time of Christ. You could get a billion $1 notes and put them end to end, and you could get to the moon and go twice the way around the moon and back again. That's even assuming the moon is as far away as what they tell us. So a billion is a big number. How have we grown by a billion people in 10 years, and how do we grow by 6 billion people in the last 120? You know, when you look at it, folks, you've got to have two babies per household to keep the population stable. That isn't even with population growth. And since the turn of the last century, we've had World War I, World War II, all those people die. We've had people dying of diseases. We've had all sorts of wars and all sorts of depopulations happening all over, not to mention the 262 million people killed by their own governments in the last 100 years. Let's not forget to take that figure into account. And look at modern times. With the introduction of plastics, we've seen a huge drop in the male sperm count. Since the introduction of vaccines and modern so-called medicine, we've seen autism go off the charts. It used to be 1 in 100 people, now it's around about 1 in 10, and they're predicting that it'll soon be 1 in 4. And of course, that just all seems perfectly normal to people. These people certainly aren't having any babies, and we've got men going their own way. All of this division of the sexes now, people simply aren't having as many babies as they were. You're lucky to find people that have more than one child these days. I mean, sure, you'll still find some big families. You have people who have two or three or four, or even five kids, but you won't find every family doing it. So it doesn't really even out. And a lot of families just aren't having babies because they're too worried about their careers. Because you've got both men and women all both chasing their career, and it's all about the career. It's all about the status. Usually even the partner they get is someone who will help them in their career. It's usually a fashion accessory or a career accessory for them rather than a real life partner. So not only can the population not be growing, it's not even remaining stable. Because like I said, you've got to have two child per couple in order to keep the population stable. And when you look at the amount of people having babies, it really doesn't average itself out. Because we've been taught not to have babies. This is what the whole sexual revolution was about, sexual freedom. Taught to have more sex, but have less children. Make it all about the pleasure of sex and not about procreation, because we don't want sex to be anything sacred. We want it to be all about fun, all about promiscuity. Go out and have as many partners as you want. Just don't have children. Contraception, all of the stuff. Look at all of the amount of people that are killed in these massacres everywhere. The massacres in Haiti, the earthquakes, all of this stuff that we see. The massacres that happened across Dominica a few years ago. The massacres that happened across Africa. So how is the population growing? The population isn't growing. The population is shrinking. The world now. And look at some of the size of these cultures compared to our cities, and look at the world now. Look at all the empty space. There isn't 7 billion people on this earth. Go out and drive around. Go out, leave the city. Go out and drive around the country and tell me where all the people are. Look at all the houses. Where's all the houses? Where's all of this population that we're told is crawling all over the earth, destroying everything? It's not. there isn't this massive population. Just as everyone's packed into these cities and they're controlled by having to go down all these highways and all these roads that have got streetlights and everything's all congested and it looks like there's a lot of people because everyone's packed into these tight areas and they're only allowed to walk between the lines. So it looks like it's crowded everywhere, but it's not. There isn't that many people on Earth. No way is there 7 billion people on Earth. Why are the trees in most of what we call old growth forests on the Earth only around about 200 years old? And what happened to all the people who built all of these ancient cultures? What, they just mysteriously disappeared? But of course they can tell us that, and they can get away with it, and people will believe it because they push it back in time and tell us, oh, it was thousands of years ago. When the reality is that it wasn't. And do you know that there's 6 million bodies buried beneath Paris? Someone pointed out to me the other day, there's actually catacombs beneath Paris. And there's an area that's open to the public, about 2 kilometers long, where you can walk through. Someone posted a YouTube video of it. That's just in the 2 kilometer section that you can walk through. But these catacombs go for about 30 kilometers underneath Paris. So what is in the rest of them? How many people are buried in the rest of them? Now, the excuse for these people being here is that the cemeteries of Paris were overflowing and the smell of rotting flesh became too much, so they had to relocate all the bodies to these underground catacombs. But this doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, who did this? Why did they do it in this way? Why did they choose to place them in catacombs beneath the city? Who dug such an incredibly extensive system of catacombs? Simply to stack bodies in them, all stacked femurs and skulls like rolls of parchment, with the skulls placed at strategic points throughout the stack to create sigils in the walls. So the people in Paris are walking over these catacombs built of human bones and skulls, with the skulls shaped into sigils. What do these sigils mean? What is the energy that's been generated by these catacombs? And who are all of these people? And how many of them are really down there? How did they all die? And why were they all put there? When did they all die? How did so many people die? And we didn't hear about it. What, they relocated the cemeteries? This is a hell of a place to relocate bodies from cemeteries, and a hell of a way to do it. And it also begs the question, how many other cities on Earth contain similar catacombs that we just don't know about? But as I said, folks, that is 6 million people that are stacked in a 2 kilometer section of tunnel. These tunnels go on for another 30 kilometers, so how many people are really down there? You know, as I've often said, folks, it only takes one generation to change history. And when you look at that and you see what's been done to us, it's actually very encouraging because that also indicates that it's only going to take around about one generation to change things back and get things back to what we need to be and what we should be. But we've got to be prepared to put all of our belief systems aside, put all of our differences aside, allow people to think differently, know that nobody has got the right information anyway. We've got to put our egos aside and allow everyone to just believe what they want to believe for now and understand that we've been manipulated and controlled and trained to argue with each other about our differences. And the fact of the matter is that nobody really knows what's going on because none of the information we've got to base any of our understandings on is reliable anyway. And what we need to do is focus on stopping this system in its tracks right now and giving ourselves a chance to regroup to find out what the truth is. And this is not going to happen unless we can put our differences down, stop trolling each other, stop attacking each other, stop spreading distrust and division with each other, stop identifying everything else with our belief system and attacking everybody who doesn't think like we do. Put it all down, stop fighting, and pull ourselves away from this psychopathic, parasitic system which is currently controlling the direction that we're going. Now, this whole system exists because we hold it up, folks, and that is the solution. Pull your energy away from this system and do it in every way you can, in every way, shape, and form that you can find. And everyone should make it a point in their lives to do this. You've got to disconnect from the system because we are the ones who hold it up, and that is the only solution to escaping from it. Each person out there has to individually remove the support and remove the energy they give to the system.
γενιάς μου δεν πέρασε το τρένο. Κι ας ουρλιάζουν φαντάσματα και λύκοι, θα τους πάρω αυτό που μου ανήκει. Να θυμάσαι πως είμαι στους απ' έξω, το παιχνίδι μου μόνος θα το πέσω. Συνεργός δεν θα γίνω στην απάτη, κι ας με λένε τρελό και παραβάτη.